In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The Jews were aggrieved when they had followed Jesus, and he did not the multiplication of the loaves and the fish. He took them from the belly to the mind, and they weren't willing to leave their belly behind. They were hungry and they wanted to eat. So the one that they had called a prophet and a king, he now is this not the carpenter's son? Why are we listening to this? What is he saying to us? How could these things possibly be? They didn't inquire into the content of his speech. They simply said, why is he making this sort of speech? They could have asked questions without insult. They could have asked them without rancor. They could have said, Master, please tell us, what does this mean, you're the bread of life? Tell us what this means. We don't understand. If you come to the Lord in humility because you are ignorant and you need to ask a question of the Lord, do not fear that he is going to look at you and despise you. He's not. The Lord is going to say to you, coming to him in ignorance and in humility, my son, let me teach you. And he will teach you. But having taught you, then you must have the proper response. You know, all of the people who read were taught to read. Not everybody can read, because some people refused the teaching. They never learned how to read because they couldn't pay attention in class. I didn't think there was anybody in this day that couldn't read. Then I was a volunteer. It was called VISTO, Volunteers in Service to Offenders. People that had been in trouble with the law, that had been, you know, perhaps incarcerated for a time. And there was a young man who had been into juvenile hall, and he'd spent a couple of years there for doing thefts and doing other kinds of things. I took him to the beach one time, and I said, here's some money, go in, get us both a couple of Hostess chocolate cupcakes and some cold milk, because I was hungry right after coming out of the water. So he came in and he got the Hostess cupcakes, and I ate them, and then I opened up the carton that he had given me, and I took a big swig of this and I spit it out of my mouth. I thought the milk had soured, but you know, it wasn't milk at all. It was kefir, like liquid yogurt. And after you have had a chocolate donut or chocolate candy bar or a chocolate cupcake in my case, and you go to the yogurt, it tastes like you're drinking vinegar or, as I initially thought, sour milk. The kid couldn't read. It looked to him just, and it did to me too. I didn't even bother to look at it. It was a little carton that you would get milk in, and I just opened it up and took a, listen, when I drink, I drink. So I was full, and I stuck my head out the window and just let it fly. I don't know if I hit a passing car or not, but it was projectile in its volume. I mean, but he never learned. He was not too stupid to learn. He was not so impoverished mentally that he couldn't have learned. He just didn't learn. And there are people that do not learn about Jesus Christ. Here he is, and he is speaking to them, and he is open, and he is willing, and he is so, so very gentle. And they don't learn. This is why, as I was speaking to you of Saint Mary on this day of the ultimate mother, it was her will. If a person has his will to know anything about God, he will not go unfed. He will be filled full. But you must have the will. If you say, oh, I've heard that before. No, you didn't. You didn't hear it. All you heard was some sounds. But they didn't make any sense to you because you didn't think about what was said. If you don't think about what was said, then you've had the experience, but you've missed the meaning. Jesus Christ said, I am the bread of life. And then there is an implied threat, but it's in a very, very subtle way. He says, what? I am going to remind you of your end. I'm going to remind you that, yes, indeed, you have a choice. You may will or not will to be with me, but of all that the Father has given me, those who come to me, I will raise up at the last day. Well, what about the others? If he's raising up those at the last day, what about the others? Into which camp do you fall? Are you listening and are you paying attention to the Word of God? And more than listening, so that you would be some kind of an arbiter over this sentential calculus or some philosopher who is going to let it compete with other ideas as though there were some type of free marketplace where everything was equal. He is speaking in an absolute way. No equivocation. There are not two ways to go. There's not a pantheism, a marketplace where you can say, oh, I'm a Jain, I'm a Buddhist, I'm a Zoroastrian, I'm a Muslim, I'm a Jew, It makes no difference what it is you call yourself. You are still going to have to hew to the line that was drawn in the ground that day that he said these words. All who come to me are given to me by the Father. He doesn't speak about his own power because they won't hear it. He's not saying anything to them that is going to put them into a tizzy. He's talking about him being the bread of life, being the words that he speaks. Later on, he's going to make it clear and he's going to say, my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. They weren't ready to hear it then. They weren't ready. They weren't even ready to hear what he was saying to them at that point. Now, how about us? Do you know how foolish it sounds to somebody who says, how is it that you worship in the way that you do? Do you really think that you are taking the real body and the real blood, that there is a divine presence in those articles of communication? What do you respond? I believe to the last breath. I confess it. It's my life. It is written in the prophets, and they all shall be taught by God. All who are taught are the ones whose will makes them pliant and makes them malleable. If you are not capable of being formed into a new creation by God your Creator, if you have this stiffness of line that is drawn by your own philosophical persuasions or your own lusts, if nothing is permeable, if it can't get through, you are dead. You are dead. And it's a terrible word, isn't it not? This is kind of like Jesus saying to us, and the church is reminding us, Jesus said these words before, didn't he? Who believes them now? We have the proof of his resurrection, and who believes them now? The tomb is empty, and who believes it now? You can go to Mecca, and you will see the grave of Muhammad, and you will see the grave of Jesus Christ. But if you look into the tomb of Jesus Christ, you will find nothing. We are the most blessed people on the earth, we who believe that Jesus Christ is our Lord, God, and Savior. And the church opens her arms to us. When you come into the foyer of the church, there is an icon called the Virgin of the Sign. If you will pay attention and stand in front of it for just 30 seconds and take a look and see what is before you, it is an entire representation of theology in that one image. Her arms are out like this, and in the middle is the Lord Jesus Christ, and she is saying, all ye nations, all ye peoples, come and see my son. And around in blue, which is the color, is the feminine color, all around in blue, you will see the cherubim and the seraphim. We have this in our church. Someone was asking me the other day about an icon, and this person didn't know it was in the church. And I said, yeah, it's in the church. When you leave the church, look up. Use your eyes in the same way that Jesus Christ sought to have those in front of him use their ears. This is what your children see. Take in as much as the child, as the average child, you adults. Take it in and take a look and see what is in there. If you don't know what it is in there or what the symbology is, ask. There's a reason for everything that's there. And it's powerful. And it's scriptural. And there is no inconsistency between the image and the word. The Jews were confounded by the image, the carpenter's son, Joseph's son, and the words he spoke. Let it not be for us. And glory to his holy name, both now and ever, and to the age of all ages. Amen.